Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Brother and sister, Tanishq and Tiara Abraham, are super siblings, and they have made headlines as the Whiz Kids from Davis. Longtime listeners of Insight that know that probably have been following their journey for many, many years. Tanishq is 19 years old, and in a few days, he's going to graduate from UC Davis with a PhD in biomedical engineering. He graduated high school at 10 years old. And then there's his sister, Tiara. She is a 17-year-old soprano, second-year grad student, and began her college career at age 7 and graduated from UC Davis with a 4.0 and joined Mensa at age 4. So both Tanishq and Tiara are here today with an update on really they're just extraordinary selves. Good morning to you both.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, so given that we're just like in graduation season right now, I would imagine your parents are incredibly proud of the both of you.
Yeah, I think they're very proud, you know, especially as, you know, we've progressed, you know, my sister's in grad school now and, you know, I just finished up my grad school and it's kind of a monumental achievement for both of us. And yeah, my parents and my family are extremely proud of our achievements and we're really happy to be here. Yeah.
And I'm extremely proud of my brother who's going to be graduating soon with a PhD at just 19. So I'm actually wearing a t-shirt that says proud sister of a PhD graduate. So I'm really proud.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, this is something that, you know, you both live with, right? It's what you know. I mean, this was a journey that began so young for each of you. But how do you kind of when you reflect or how do you think about your talents, your drive and your determination, which got you to these really extraordinary points in your lives? And neither of you are even 20 yet.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of it, you know, we're lucky to have such, you know, these talents. But I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of hard work and of course, also our passion and our interests. You know, of course, I'm very passionate about science and engineering and technology. My sister is very passionate about singing. So we were just following our passions, what we were interested in. But of course, we put a lot of hard work. I know a lot of people may think, oh, you know, they must be smart. It comes easy to them. But of course, there's still a lot of work that goes into to reaching the point that we've reached. So, you know, that's also a huge part of, you know, how we've made it this far. So, yeah.
Was there a certain point when you were a child when you just wanted to push yourself more and more?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I continue to want to push myself more and more. I think this is something that I've had that feeling for quite some time. I mean, that's kind of why I wanted to start taking college classes when I was around 7 years old when I started. It's because, you know, I was interested in, you know, paleontology and geology, and that was the subjects I was interested in at the time. And so, you know, I asked my parents to enroll me in college classes, which they thought was kind of weird. But, you know, they realized I was extremely passionate and I was already kind of at an advanced level at the time, going through all the material in high school and stuff like this already. So, yeah, I think, you know, it was always about me pushing, and it's kind of that inborn thing that, or like that within, that passion within that, you know, kept me going. So, yeah, I've always had it. And, you know, that's led me to this point.
I know for myself, when I went to college, I switched majors, but you pretty much landed on something at 14 years old, biomedical engineering. What was it about this field?
Yeah, biomedical engineering is a very interdisciplinary field, and it's great for me because I'm interested in all kinds of fields of engineering and science. And, you know, it's a great field that, you know, you study all these different subjects, but also it's about, you know, engineering for biomedical problems. And I've always been passionate about medical problems and improving patient care. And that's just one way I can make a difference in this world. So I've been passionate about that for quite some time. So yeah. I figured this would be a great major for me.
Yeah, it might be STEM, but there's a big deal of compassion that's behind that as
exactly.
Well. And Tiara, you are a prodigy, a soprano. You are this musical genius. You know, what are you up to now? Because you joined us not too long ago on Insight, I believe last year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, right now I'm at Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University, and I am pursuing my Master of Music in vocal performance. And yeah, it's just been a great time. And I mean, it was just I graduated from UC Davis last year. And, you know, I graduated from a small music department. So the transition to a huge school of music, that's been really an interesting experience. You know, and Master of Music is just 2 years. It's such a short program. But, you know, like, I feel like there's so much to do and I'm, you know, learning so much. And it's just going by so fast. Time flies fast.
It certainly does. And one of the best treats of our conversation is we're going to listen to some of your work. So mm-hmm. Let's take a listen to April Day. When did your passion for this start for you? It was so young.
Yeah, I mean, I started singing quite young. I don't know, as long as I can remember. But I know definitely like around 6 or 7, you know, I wanted to study with a voice teacher. And so my parents were, you know, they looked for a voice teacher. And, you know, it was hard to find one because a lot of them, you know, at such a young age, they weren't really, you know, ready to train someone so young, especially like in Western classical voice. Because, you know, a lot of them just start out around like high school levels. Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, musicians just start out singing my age right now. And, you know, so it was hard to find a voice teacher, but we finally found one. And thanks to her, her name is Kate Murphy, but thanks to her, she's my first voice teacher. And I, you know, she was one that helped me, you know, just grill down those basic techniques that I still use today. So
yeah, well, thank you to her. We're going to listen to another one. This is the Lord's Prayer. Tanish, you're like one of the first fans of your sister. How was it listening to her over the years?
Yeah, I'm, you know, extremely proud of her as well. And to see her grow into this amazing singer over the years, it's been really incredible. And, you know, I'm always there supporting her concerts and all of her events. So, yeah, I'm really also excited that, you know, she'll actually be singing the national anthem at my commencement ceremony. So that's also pretty fun to have her singing there for, you know, when I'm, you know, at my special occasion too. So yeah, really excited for that and really proud of my sister.
You know, Tiara, you are so busy and you have a very busy summer. What are your summer plans?
Yeah, well, currently I'm so I have 2 summer programs, and right now I am at one doing here right here at Sac State. Actually in a couple of weeks I'll be in Italy doing an opera program there. And so, you know, these are also, you know, like expensive. So
some fundraising, right?
Yeah, so I started a GoFundMe, you know, to help with covering the cost, because, you know, it's just I'm a struggling musician, you know, like, but, you know, and a college student. And so I would really appreciate any help, especially, you know, like as a minor, you know, it's hard because, you know, going to Indiana, and, you know, I have extra, you know, out of state tuition, and my mom had to move with me, you know, and so, you know, it's all this extra because, you know, I'm a minor and legally, you know, so, you know, it's been hard, but, you know, we really appreciate any help. And you can check out the GoFundMe on my Twitter page. And my handle is @SopranoTiara.
Yeah, I mean, certainly family sacrifices, but worthwhile ones at that. Given that the both of you are so driven and you both kind of went down a fork in the road in different directions, biomedical engineering and music for yourself, and you're so supportive of each other, but have you ever felt a little competitive with each other as well?
No, I don't think there's room for that, because we're just completely different, in completely different fields. We're just really supportive of whatever we're doing in our own fields. So
yeah, I think, yeah, you know, we're just really proud of each other, and, you know, the paths that each of us have taken, completely different paths. I guess, you know, that's a good thing to, you know. But I mean, you know, she also enjoys science and math, and I think she's good at it too. But that's the path, of course, that she took was in singing. So,
in fact, you know, I try to nudge him to you know, come and sing with me, or, you know, play the piano. But
can you hold a tune?
barely, I guess. So, but, you know, we are in 2 separate paths, and we're really just proud of each other. Yeah.
Well, this was such a treat. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And I really look forward to your summer travel plans, Tiara.
Thank you.
And that is Tanishq and Tiara Abraham, and they are from Davis. Tanishq is getting his doctorate in just a few days, right?
Yeah, really excited about that. My graduation ceremony is coming really soon, so yeah, pretty excited. I defended my dissertation just a few weeks ago, so really was happy about that, yeah.
Well, congratulations, and Tiara is a grad student, and neither of them are even 20. They are both teenagers. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Crowell Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Muniz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.